Blacklisted Radio. It's the 12th day of March 2017. I'm your host, as always, Doug Owen. I am the senior editor of BlacklistedNews.com. My website dedicated to the show that you need to go to be part of it is BlacklistedRadio.com. A lot to get into, lots of topics, but always a conversation. If you'd like to join the broadcast, you can do that by phone, 800-313-9443, or go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can find more about the show and directly links to the chat room. So easy way to navigate if you're already there listening to the homepage. We podcast the show, and it's available in a variety of formats. So pretty much anywhere you look, if you type my name or Blacklisted News Radio into your search engine of choice, you'll find me. You'll find all of the great people that are in the chat room there at blacklistedradio.com. Also, exclusive content. If you'd like to text the show, you can do that. 512-222-3067. Well, you know, as most of the shows so far this year have started out, we talk a little politic because, well, it's the talking points around the water cooler, and it's important to look at the narrative, what most people are following, and kind of where we, you know, are at with this media war against Donald Trump. There's no doubt about it. Whether or not you like Donald Trump or you hate him, one of the things that we do with the show is try to be very balanced. We're not Kool-Aid drinkers, but regardless, the media has asphyxiated itself on proving that Donald Trump is fake and that they're not fake, that they're not fake news. Jake Tapper said that his son is now telling him that he's fake news. This whole, you know, the genesis of fake news coming out of the Washington Post, the article that demonized and listed, blacklisted over 200 websites. And of course, the narrative that the Democrats are really trying to push, and that is that somehow Russia fake news, real news about Hillary Clinton's health and a guy named James Comey are to blame for what we have now. And that is Trumpocalypse. Lots of hyperbolic statements, things that are going on, and you know, we try to dissect them a little bit here. Well, you know, nothing new, but there was this troubled White House intruder, 26 years of age, managed to get outside Trump's residence before Secret Service apprehended him. He was carrying two cans of mace and a letter about Russian hackers. Pretty disturbed guy that was able to leap the wall. Of course, you know, it's kind of metaphoric in the fact that you have this wall around the White House that is supposed to protect arguably one of the most important, if not the most important people in this country, and maybe even around the world, when it comes to the political stability of this country, its ability to govern and lead through the world, whatever that means. You know, Donald Trump's a very important person. No Donald Trump, you have chaos. You have somebody like Mike Pence, who, you know, is a Dominionist. He's definitely somebody that I would fear a lot more than Donald Trump. He's like Glenn Beck. You know, people that want to see Armageddon, that believe that it has to happen, and that, you know, that they should, you know, bring about the end of the world for this Reconstructionist idea. How much of that theology goes into the Trump administration is debatable. Anyway, so yeah, this guy jumps the fence. He makes it almost to where Donald Trump would be if he isn't, you know, down in Mar-a-Lago, where he spent the majority of his presidency, maybe because he believes that he's not wiretapped there, but that the White House and, I mean, you know, honestly, we talked a little bit about the wiretapping last week, and whether or not that occurred, still this huge debate that's been happening for a week. Was Donald Trump wiretapped? But anyway, so when you talk about one of the planks of Trump's manifesto, and that is to secure the border, to build more walls, you know, this wall that is supposedly able to protect the president has been, of course, jumped multiple times in the last 10 years through multiple administrations. I mean, it's a huge number, well over 20. Ne'er-do-wells jumped this border wall to do whatever they're going to do, whether they want to drop kick the president or just read him letters about Russian hackers. Who knows? So they're putting Trump up against it. This claim, this outlandish claim that, yes, he is being wiretapped. Now, there is no debate about wiretapping. Okay, the NSA, Alexa, Amazon host multi-billion dollar server operations that record everything, almost any communique, especially if it's outbound, outside of the United States, is recorded. Now, to officially bring it out and to get a FISA warrant to, you know, get that information is, that's the only protection. And I mean, these are secret courts that are not transparent. And of course, you know, it's kind of, you know, after the fact, they have all of this data. And it only takes one analyst or somebody. You think about the many places, recordings between Donald Trump and whoever it may be, or really any phone, where, you know, that would end up in all these cloud services. Private contractors probably have access to some of these resources, and you can only imagine how secure they are. The big bombshell, I guess, this week was the Vault 7, all of the CIA's dirty tricks, all the things that they had up their sleeve. We'll get to that. But John McCain is now put it on Trump to prove it or retract whether or not he was tapped by former bad guys, former Obama people that are loyalists, and whether that was leaked out intentionally to the media. Obviously, it has to be. There's so much just silliness that we're seeing. Of course, Trump has gotten rid of 46 political appointees under Obama. U.S. attorneys across the landscape are being asked to resign. It's not unprecedented. Actually, Clinton, yes, the hero of the left, fired 93 U.S. attorneys in one day. Wasn't a big story then, so it's still not a big story now. So lots of distractions that are being created either intentionally or as a product of the media's full-on, hard-on for Donald Trump. Whether you like the guy or not, I mean, that's irrelevant. The fact that they're trying so hard, the establishment. I mean, John McCain is an operator. We've talked about John McCain. I mean, he's boots on the ground. And now you have him working in tandem with, arguably one of the most important and powerful services committees, the Senate Armed Services Committee. He is the chair. And he went on State of the Union to basically bash Donald Trump. So, you know, it's in Trump's court. What is he going to do? A lot of people think that this is just a distraction from this ongoing scandal. I mean, it doesn't seem like a scandal to me at all, but these ties to Russian foreign agents. Meanwhile, I mean, there's plenty of other bona fide foreign agents like John Podesta that's working on the behest of countries like Israel, Qatar, Saudi Arabia. John McCain taking millions of dollars from the Saudi Arabians. So there's no conspiracy when it comes to people in our government reaching out to other countries to fund their political campaigns, no matter how illegal. I mean, it's all out there. And these foundations, like the formerly operating Clinton Foundation, to embezzle money, to to use their political power to monetize and curry favor to all sorts of interests internationally. So if that's what they're saying that Donald Trump has done, big whoop. Wow, are you surprised? You don't think Rex Tillerson and Exxon have some interest in not only stability, but now thanks to quote unquote global warming, lots of oil to be tapped in the Arctic. Arctic drilling, all of these things are now becoming very possible, regardless of its carbon dioxide being emitted by all of you evil mouth breathers, or it's a sun cycle. It is this opposite. I would say a lot of people that listen to the show probably do not buy into the global warming anthropomorphic climate change, and people are obviously skeptics, as am I, because of the fake solutions and just crony solutions that are provided by their government, companies like Solyndra, people like Bill Gates, and of course all of the other fear mongers and tragedy pimps like Al Gore, try to monetize it, and of course bringing about a global carbon taxation system. So that's where that all ends up. So anyway, it's interesting because one of the things that Donald Trump has done is really pushed a platform based on fear of illegal immigrants, fear of globalization and how that will ultimately be the demise of the working class, the manufacturing base that was America. So there's a lot of things to glean from that, but a nationalist at heart and somebody that puts America first. So there's a lot of allure to that for a lot of people. But Donald Trump, I hate to draw the comparison, but have you heard about the VOICE program where the U.S. government's going to focus exclusively on illegal immigrants and bringing about statistics that will, ultimately shed a lot of light on problems that we have systemically in this country. But there's no shortage of American, blue blood, American crime. 70% of the population in this country is a criminal. We continue, I specifically continue to be very, very skeptical on border security because, of course, the elephant in the room is, illegal drugs, the drug war that has failed and has, empowered narco-terrorism throughout Central America, South America, primarily our neighbor Mexico, is victim to endless corruption. So there are things to be worried about, but if you really want to fix the problem, you have to address it. And that's something that Donald Trump has not done. He's not talked about his feelings on cannabis legalization, industrial hemp, or any of the other things that could and very well may make America great again. But there was this really interesting piece that came out of the Kansas City Star. One of the things that we have is this new immigration policy that people are saying is a Muslim ban. If anything, it is a dent in the road. It is a delay. Okay, at most, it's a delay. It's a vetting process, no matter how inconsequential or useful it may be. But it's a fear that we have terrorists coming to this country, and thus we have to have these new security protocols. Not only that, but the people exiting this country are going to have to show documentation. The IRS now has the ability to hold people in this country. If you owe some money on your taxes, maybe you don't get your passport, or you get flagged at coming into this country. Border patrol and the checkpoints, TSA, all of that, customs, immigration is getting really ridiculous. And there's a lot of people that probably don't want to come to this country. If I was in another country, I would want to have to go through all of that. So you know, is it really making America safer to have these extra checkpoints and this new doctrine? Of course, the TSA this week told local police departments or nationally across the country that they better prepare for people to file complaints about sexual harassment, and people are going to be touched in a very private way. You're going to have your junk touched by the government, and that's just one of the things that they're going to have to do, because of course they're not proficient in the TSA not being able to stop people with guns going into the airports. The solution, of course, is, you know, the government touching you in your children's private areas. So I'm not real happy with those solutions. So anyway, you know, it's the fear of shadows. It's the fear of terrorism, specifically, as he calls it, Islamic terrorism, that has justified, you know, all of the federalized powers, of course, giving asset forfeiture back to police departments, funding for a national type police force. I mean, these are all things that he's talked about, and you know, it's pretty straightforward. So I saw this and I thought it was mention worthy. FBI uncovered stings, foiled terrorist plots that it created. Announcements of foiled terrorist plots make for lurid reading, writes the Kansas City Star. Schemes to carry out a President's Day jihadist attack on a train station in Kansas City, bomb a September 11th memorial event, blow a 1,000-pound bomb up at Fort Riley, detonate a weapon of mass destruction at the Wichita airport. These are all failed plans that showed a lot of imagination, but how much of it was real, they ask. Often not much, according to a review of several recent terrorism cases investigated by the FBI in Kansas and Missouri. The most sensational plots invoking the names of the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda here were largely the invention of FBI agents carrying out elaborate sting operations on individuals identified through social media as being potentially dangerous. So Mark Zuckerberg has given you a Facebook profile and is probably suggesting federal agents become your friends. These dudes right here, they hate the government too. Let's hook up. We've got money. We're going to, you know, hang out with you, buy you drugs, pay for your apartment for a year. And then we're going to give you the cell phone. Once you feel really obligated because you've been living with these guys and they're your friends, they're taking care of you. They're feeding you a daily dose of angered propaganda to, you know, make you attack, to grab the cell phone, to try to detonate this, you know, like the Wichita airport and turn it into smithereens. These are things that you hear on the TV. These are the events that, you know, Donald Trump and most politicians that want to justify a, you know, civil rights crackdown on people, you know, point at. So that is, you know, one of the biggest problems that I have with people that are drinking the Kool-Aid, whether it's the Trump Kool-Aid, whether it's the, you know, especially if it's the Hillary Clinton, the liberals shouldn't have lost. If you're still having a pity party and can't accept Donald Trump for the next 4 years, you're drinking a whole nother flavor. That's beyond great Kool-Aid. So, there you go. I mean, that's really my look, or the counter to much of what you're hearing on the mainstream media from Donald Trump and from those who oppose him. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side. Your calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. More Blacklist Radio in moments.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Radio. So I mentioned Vault 7. Not a lot to say about it other than it's the vindication of conspiracy theorists and other people in the tech community that have been, you know, very outspoken about, you know, this real problem, and that is the CIA working with Silicon Valley, creating tools to make it seem as if Russians were maybe, you know, conducting cyber espionage, cyber warfare. I mean, it's a dangerous game, and a lot's changed in just the last 5 years when it comes to U.S. Cyber Command and its power to offensively attack targets. You know, there was the threats by Barack Obama to attack the Russian banking system during the election. So you talk about threats and intimidating things that have been said. That's probably pretty scary to a Russian, wondering whether or not they should exit said bank, creating, you know, potential bank runs, things like that, that the media just completely forgets, whitewashes. So, yes, it's true. The government can hack into your Samsung TV. Worse yet, companies like Vizio have used data recorded on their smart TVs. They're in the middle of paying millions of dollars. Probably not to you, not to people being spied on, but in a class action lawsuit for doing this exact thing. So it's not only the CIA, it's private corporations, and it is this wide, wide world of the Internet of Things and all the data that's collated. Story today on Blacklisted News that I think is more relevant. Remember, let's see, to think twice about connecting those sex toys to the internet. Sex toy maker pays $3.75 million to settle smart vibrator lawsuit. Now, you know, it's definitely low-hanging fruit and easy clickbait, but it's an important story of how this company was monitoring and through their app all of the interactions, places that people were having with their sex toy. And they, you know, frequency, power settings, how much vibration did the people like? All of this is useful data to a company like this that's trying to brand and sell products and see how they're used. And, you know, it gets into the realm of big data. So big data is in the private world, and, you know, the CIA is absolutely using big data to track you. Is your vibrator being tracked by the CIA? No, probably not, but it could be. You know, and that's the big thing, that's the takeaway, is that these tools have allowed them to be able to spy on journalists. There is no shortage of examples. Last week, we talked about the Obama administration bugging and trying to find out the sources of AP writers, bugging 20-plus phones. So the government does this from time to time. Whether or not, you know, the debate gets back to whether or not the government spied on Donald Trump has almost absolutely nothing to do whether or not if there's an official recording or official FISA warrant. There is a huge amount of capabilities in that are used daily in spycraft. So that is the takeaway, that, you know, people that were just paranoid, number one, would probably be more paranoid, put tape over the camera. Those people like myself have been doing this for years, because, you know, you're just a skeptic, and you imagine that if there is a functionality that can record and be useful to the government, then they will use it. Alexa is tied up in a case, and of course that's the AI, not AI, but the voice recording Google searcher for Amazon, which it basically is. Alexa, tell me, are you connected to the CIA? Are you giving my information to the government? A lot of people have been having conversations with their Alexa, trying to find out if she knows and what she thinks about her role in your daily life is spying on you, whether it's your Nest thermostat giving information. I mean, all those things are, you know, big issues. And, you know, part of that is the adoption of the internet itself as something that is the wild, wild west. So, there you go. Vault 7. Lots of zero-day exploits, and it made the internet less safe, especially with software that bugged and had back doors in it. So there's a whole other topic to be had. More on the other side. It's Blacklist Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
That this would be a huge deal, and that you know, people in media would be concerned, and of course the people in media on your TV that aren't concerned that the spy apparatus has this ability to spy on everything they do tells you a lot. Tells you that these people are more than likely on the dole. That they know that what they are broadcasting every day is fully vetted, and it is the message from the Ministry of Truth. So that's my takeaway. Let's talk about Trump Care. Why not? Does Trump Care, is it going to be the bloodbath that we're hearing? I looked a lot at Trump Care, and this is something that I was definitely really interested in to see if it meets the hype, trying to find some kind of balanced view of Trump Care. And, you know, if you go to the left, it's the worst thing that's ever happened. It's horrible, horrible. It is the end of healthcare. Millions of people are going to die. And on the right, you know, there isn't a lot of support, but that, look, this is no big deal. Here's some of the planks that I've got from the Trump Care website. So whether or not this is just a proposed bill, this is probably not what will end up being law if there is any repeal of Obamacare. It repeals, my biggest question, the individual mandate, the tax penalty for not health having health insurance coverage. Do I think that it's a good thing to have? Sure. But it's not something that I think the government can constitutionally make you purchase from government-approved health providers. That is just not a role of the federal government. And I think that when you don't have a market, that's when you have inflated prices, when you have the FDA, insurance companies, and, of course, the never-ending tap, which is Medicaid and federal money and subsidies, you're going to be paying $1,000 for that ibuprofen. So that's one thing to take away from it. You know, I hope this passes. One of the things that people, of course, are worried about is that rather than the federal government giving the money to the healthcare companies and paying for the healthcare, they're going to replace it with subsidies with refundable tax credits. So you still have to come out of pocket if you want to. This means the people that probably are going to continue to have healthcare and pay for healthcare will probably get a reduced cost. And this also means that there isn't a government guarantee to subsidize all the people that it is pushing onto the insurance rolls right now. So of course, you're going to have to come out of pocket, and then, you know, you might get more of a refund, I guess, depending on where you're at. If you're making, you know, $40,000 or less annually, whether that's a reality or something that you can afford. And the truth is that a lot of that was just unaffordable for those people that weren't completely subsidized. So they're not going to be getting paid to... the government, that is not going to be paying insurance companies to have people there for high risks. One of the things that it does say, one of the planks, is that it will provide coverage for those with pre-existing conditions, allow children to stay on parents' plans until they're 26, which is, you know, whatever. It's the same thing that we have now. Medicaid expansion is not impacted until 2020, removes the 3.8% tax on individuals earning more than $250,000 a year. Yeah, I mean, that's just an added tax on people to pay for other people because of the mandate, because you have this federalized business. And what they say is it's going to place more focus on encouraging people to open health savings accounts. So, you know, people at Goldman Sachs are reeling, they're putting their hands together. All these health savings accounts. Oh, the usury. So, you know, there you go. I actually think it's better than Obamacare in a lot of ways, at least from what I'm seeing, if this proposed law actually comes to fruition. I remember Nancy Pelosi saying things like, you have to pass the bill before you can see what's inside of it. It's a secret bill, okay? We vote for jobs. Stuff like that, which is, I mean, amazingly scary, where, you know, we have, that is the shadow government, where people are just uninterested. It doesn't matter what's in the bill, what's becoming law. It just feels good, and the media just tells people, hey, you want jobs? Vote yes. Okay, who doesn't want jobs? I mean, everybody does. Of course, there's some other interesting health news. New GOP bill lets companies force employees to take genetic tests. And this is leading us to the dystopic Gattaca version of where this may go, Brave New World or 1984, you know, or some, you know, amalgamation, some variation thereof. New bill introduced by Virginia Cox, who's a Republican in North Carolina, and approved by the House Ways and Means Committee, would allow corporations to force employees to undergo genetic testing and then share those results with third parties. In theory, this is already illegal thanks to a 2008 law known as GINA, GINA. This type of behavior is also regulated by the Americans with Disabilities Act. The new House bill, H.R. 1313, gets around these issues by preemptively declaring that workplace wellness programs offered in conjunction with an employer's sponsored health care plan shall be considered to be in compliance with GINA, the ADA, and everything else. So, you know, if you're like me, you work at a corporation, and you know, one of the biggest issues that they have to deal with is healthcare insurance. And so to make it cheaper to get those reduced rates, genetically forcing your employees to be genetically tested, companies doing this as part of their wellness programs to get discounts. This is, you know, money grab number one by genetics testing corporations. But if you think about it, it really empowers healthcare companies to assess your you know, pre-existing conditions and or your propensity to have other medical issues in the future. So, you know, the old paradigm is that it's always a bet, right? It's a betting man's game. It's just like the stock market. You take in a customer and you bet by their age and, you know, whatever information you get from them from a survey. Do you smoke? Yes, no, blah, blah. Do you have breast cancer in your family? Yes, no. So they take that piece of paper, your, you know, sworn testimony, I guess, legal information, and they create a profile on you and they say, okay, well, you're 35, you're going to probably live for a long time, so we're going to charge you X amount per month. Well, that's guessing. that's a risk. And it's just like a bank. I think that the reason that they get to charge interest, usury, is because they're taking a risk. If the bank's bailed out by the federal government, but they loan you the money because they know they're going to get bailed out and they're going to put themselves into a power pull position over the federal government to be bailed out, then you have something that's much different. You have a zero risk environment where it only makes sense to take advantage of that system and to create debt and take money for your services where they're not really needed. But, you know, a bank, people want money, so they're making a bet. Chances are you're going to pay off. But if you do, they win because they got the interest. So that should be, you know, a risk-reward thing. Of course, in that means that with technology, the companies that bet on your risk, that provide you services based on their ability to make profits off of your healthcare, you know, that's, they're going to be as intrusive as possible. Anything that they can put to get a better grasp on that and to make more money at the disinterest, ultimately, of people purchasing the product. I mean, they're going to. It's there. So these are the kind of things that are in the background that I think are really important. The mainstream media doesn't want to broach the topic because once you start talking about it, once you start talking about this relationship and how, you know, having a forced healthcare system creates an incentive-based, you know, insurance companies, it creates this you know, unfair advantage, or at a point where people can't get treated equally. There's no equality. Now, maybe not a big deal if, you know, it was, you know, set in stone that, you know, insurance companies could not take away pre-existing conditions, cannot charge you more based on the fact that you have, you know, a brain tumor. But then you have, you know, the government forcing people to companies to you know, lose money because it's the better thing to do. And then you get to this really, you know, I think the most important question is that is, you know, how do you dictate morality and what's, you know, socially equitable, you know, with government rules, laws, and private companies that are trying to make money? the public-private partnership that it becomes. So long way to go from a solution with Trump Care, but I think it's a better alternative to what we have. So, you know, one of the interesting things I noted is that, you know, I live in a place, I live in Austin, Texas. Well, it's seen as one of the, you know, most hip places to move in the country right now. And I don't know how long that lasts. I guess maybe to the point where, you know, so many people, not enough jobs creates, you know, a problem where you don't really have or can enjoy the things that you find here. People from California have enjoyed being able to sell their homes for the last, you know, 10, 15 years and come here and live pretty darn well. Sell a house for $1 million in Southern California, and you can come to Texas and you can live in a little McMansion not too far from Austin, Texas. So this interesting report came out. It says California is exporting its poor to Texas. California exports more than commodities such as movies, new technologies, and produce. As Sacramento Bee reports, it also exports truck drivers, cooks, and cashiers. Every year from 2000 to 2015, more people left California than moved in from other states. This migration was not spread evenly across all income groups, the report said. The U.S. Census Bureau's data found, rather, the people leaving trend to be relatively poor, and many lacked college degrees, move higher up to the income spectrum, and slightly more people are coming than going. About 2.5 million people living close to the official poverty line left California for other states from 2005 to 2015, while 1.7 million people that had higher income levels moved in from other states. So you have really this elitist issue that rich people are going to be the major demographic and a growing demographic in a place like California, primarily due to the amounts of taxes, just ridiculous amounts of taxes, state income tax and the like, that people have to pay. So to be able to live there, you have to make a lot more money. That's something that, you know, we're seeing right here. Now, the majority of the people that were under the poverty line, cashiers, cooks, other people that, you know, are not making enough money to live in California, primarily moved to Texas. So that will continue. But you see, you know, you have this just, I don't know, the weird dynamic of people moving around the world and all over. You know, especially when I look at like California, Las Vegas, people move to places like Las Vegas to get away from government, you know, and to have the ability to have less laws. I mean, it's really why, you know, the cartels that started the gambling paradise that is now Las Vegas went out to the middle of the desert, and they created this oasis, this just huge, huge city that requires so much electricity and so much water out in the middle of the desert. And you're like, why would people, I mean, normally people would not migrate or go to the desert, but to escape laws, to escape, you know, taxes, to do a whole lot of things to get away from government, people will, you know, restructure society to make it more advantageous. Places where you can have things like prostitution, because you don't have a huge demographic of local people, or, you know, the people that have been in Nevada, because it was pretty desolate before all of the attractions and the Industrial Revolution and shovel ready jobs. Of course, the big river and the dam. The biggest, you know, in the country. If you didn't have that, then you probably wouldn't have a lot of things. You wouldn't have that dam if you didn't need so much electricity for Las Vegas itself. And, you know, you think about the other ecological consequences of this move away from government. And it's you know, just fascinating to me to see why people are moving and how that, you know, you create wealth and you create disparity for people throughout the area. So if you owned land, old barren farmland from your failed cotton crops, you were probably able to sell those if they were close to Austin, Texas, and zoned commercially for millions of dollars. You know, and you were a huge benefactor of gentrification, the fact that people want to move away from taxes in California. But if you are a cook, if you are somebody who doesn't make $100,000 a year, it's really hard to live in Austin, Texas. Those people, those poor Austinites and Californians, will have to move on down the road. So, final segment moment, Blacklist Radio.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do 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 do.
All right, welcome back.
The girl wearing nothing but a smile.
It is the final segment here on Blacklisted Radio. Thank you for being part of the show. If you'd like to support this show, we put it out in a lot of different ways. It is the value for value model. That means if you value the show, you enjoy the commentary, the analysis. Show your support by going to blacklistedradio.com, making a small financial contribution or a large one is always appreciated. Please let people know about the show. It's the other way to do it. And, you know, the commercial-free podcast is available shortly thereafter, usually tonight or some point in the morning. And, you know, you can get it there from blacklistedradio.com. And you have to thank, and I do, all the people that do support the show because they make it possible. So the people that are the producers, the listeners out there, they make this possible. So interesting piece from The New York Times, elites chartering getaway boats in case of a Manhattan emergency. Now, if you have enough money, you can become paranoid. It takes a lot of money. I don't have that much money. I'm going to be one of the people that's looking for the next place to go because I'm getting out. I'm getting outpaced by inflation and high cost of living here in Austin. So at some point, you either land in the elite wealthy class or you get packing. That's just the way it works. And maybe at some point we'll be packing it back to California. Maybe not. Probably not. So anyway, paranoid New Yorkers now have a speedy way out of the city should disaster strike. Chris Dowie, co-owner of Plan B Marine, runs a marine evacuation service which advertises the fastest possible way out of Manhattan, whether it's a power failure, blackout, grid failure, bad weather, flooding, terrorist attack. You name it, there's a doomsday scenario that he can prepare people for. Now, this is just a brilliant business strategy. It's a way to tap ultra wealthy people to provide a type of insurance. Now, people like you, like me, like most people, they worry about the cost of health insurance. These kind of people don't. They have all sorts of other types of insurance. If you're building bunkers, I don't necessarily think, and this is where people take it, that this is some kind of sign of the apocalypse or bad things coming to Manhattan. I don't think that. I think this is more of a piece about, you know, people that are prepping and the type of people that are looking at, you know, disaster plans, the Plan B option. Luxury bunkers are on the rise. People are looking to, Donald Trump has empowered a lot of Democrats to become gun owners. We're seeing a lot of people on the left bracing in their own ways for the apocalypse, fearing that Donald Trump will bring that about. So you've seen a paradigm shift. People are like, well, maybe I do need a gun. Maybe I do want to protect myself from my neighbors when Donald Trump blows up the economy. And some of these liberal banker types that you would find in New York City, the rich New York elite, I could see them, you know, buying in and paying for this. So these things are maybe a sign of the times, or just the overall perception of danger that people have. Of course, danger sells. The only thing that sells better is sex. I have virtually neither to sell here on this program. I want to thank you for being part of it. I'll be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. Vaya con Dios, my friends. Take care.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.